as we talk with wrestling here. The wrestlers qualified three out of a really tough sub-state at McPherson last Saturday. They head to the Tony's Pizza Event Center on the Saturday, where last check, they still do not serve Tony's Pizza in the Tony's Pizza Event Center. But we talked to three of the wrestlers that have had a great season and looking for more here one final time here. We'll start off the youngest to oldest, I guess, here, starting off with our freshman 120-pounder and Colin McDaniel. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How about you?
Doing all right. Well, you were in a pretty loaded weight class there at 120, found your way to fourth place, qualify for state. Go through your run there on Saturday at McPherson.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. My first match, the kid was ranked 6 in the state, and I wrestled really good versus him. And then my semis, I had a really good freshman from Andale, and he's ranked 2nd. He's really good and lost to him. And then I came out on the backside and lost in overtime for 3rd and 4th to the kid that's ranked 4th in the state.
Yeah, that was, you know, I think despite that loss, I think that had to make you feel a little bit better about yourself, kind of where you're at there against some pretty highly ranked state wrestlers.
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I should have won my 3rd and 4th place match. I was a little tired after the day of wrestling.
Well, that you know, your consolation semifinal match to get to the top four, that was a pretty tough one. That kid was pretty strong, and I know you probably wrestled some kids that's maybe a little bit more physical, a little stronger than you this year. What do you maybe do to counter that?
Yeah, he was really strong. I just wrestled my style and just tried to not worry about his strength.
Well, you've seen the brackets probably Saturday night, Sunday morning, and now know how you match up there. And whew, yeah, fun one to start off with, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, the kid from Chanute who's ranked, he's ranked pretty high, number one, unbeaten. What do you kind of like that opportunity to face what the best of the best is? Because then after that, you're going to probably face number one, number two, and number three this year.
Oh, yeah, I really want to wrestle him.
All right, hopefully things work out. Just got to win in one to place, so hopefully you're able to do that. But what's been probably your favorite tournament this year, your favorite wrestling experience this year?
My favorite would probably be Hoxie, the first tournament when I won it at my first tournament. That was really fun.
Well, you've had a pretty outstanding season, and hopefully things work out. Get a couple wins here this weekend. And thanks again, Colin, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Colin McDaniel. Now we go to junior Zach Robai, wrestling at 132 pounds. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. You kind of had to work a little harder to get through the back door there, but lost your first, and you said, and I'm not going to lose again. So, yeah, it worked out right?
Yeah, definitely didn't come out in my first match how I needed to. Started up and kind of relaxed on him and didn't paid for it in the end, but it was good to come back there at the end.
Yeah, you had some, you know, it was interesting on your journey back through the backside there. You had a couple of pretty quick falls there, and what seemed to work for you against a pretty good kid from El Dorado, and I can't remember where the other one was from that you got to the third place match with.
Well, definitely versus the El Dorado kid. He had the length on me, really long arms, really long legs, but I knew if I just stuck to what's worked all season, I could get him. And then going into my consolation semis match versus that Rose Hill kid, that's where he is from. I knew who he was. I've wrestled him before. He's just really strong, and once I got him caught in that position, I knew he was done.
Yeah, and then had a really good third-place match there to finish the day out there. And, you know, State, you're going to have a pretty tough one, but they're all going to be tough when you get there. The Fort Scott kid, I believe it is, right off the bat here. But what do you maybe know about some of the kids that are wrestling there in your weight bracket there at 132?
Definitely think it's still going to be up in the air for whoever wins it. That sophomore from Andale, the Furnish kid, he's really good. He's got a high chance to win it, but we never know what's going to happen on the other side.
No, you wrestled him a couple weeks ago. Maybe if you get this first one, I think you match up with him in the semis if things work out, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's how it's going to look.
Well, you know, I know you probably would love to have an opportunity to get a crack at him again, I bet.
Yeah, especially after wrestling him the first time. I know what I need to do to beat him. I know what'll work versus him, so.
So, yeah, you've kind of overcome a lot this year. You were out for most of December there and kind of catching up here, but you've had a pretty good run here, and have a big one coming up here Saturday. Thanks again, Zach, and good luck to you coming up in Salina.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Zach Robaugh, the junior at 132 pounds, and now we get to talk here with the senior Gabe Bowers as the elder statesman here qualifying for state. Well, Gabe, it's been a fun run here. Had a fun tournament last weekend down at McPherson.
Yes, sir. It was pretty fun for me. Finally got everything sorted out in my head.
Well, yeah, the first two matches there, you really kind of took care of business there early on there. And in the semis, you had the Mulvane kid, if I'm not mistaken, and you'd wrestled him, I believe, at state last year and were able to take care of business. And then you had the one that you're maybe kind of familiar with, and Declan Ryan from Colby.
Just a little.
Was it only the fourth straight week that you guys have wrestled?
Yep, that was the fourth week.
And what worked for you here this time?
Practice that whole week. We were working on getting off bottom and not getting my leg mm-hmm. caught. And you could tell during that match I was trying to get out faster and shoot out and not get caught up with my leg.
Yeah, it was more of kind of shooting straight out instead of up, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. But, yeah, it seemed to work for you there. And then kind of go through that the pinning combination there, because I think you probably caught him a little bit off guard too.
That's usually what I do, is I go for that underhook and I shrug it up and go for that single. And we were actually working on that all week too for my other matches. And I just caught him with that underhook just right, and he laid his back or his arm across my back, and I threw it up and I just took him straight to his back, which was actually called potentially dangerous at league, but we don't talk about that.
Yes, yeah, well, yeah, we'll move on from that there. But you have another weekend of wrestling. Can you believe it's last weekend of your high school career?
Last one, Adam. It's been a long time. Seems like it's been a longer time than what it has been, actually.
But yeah, but it's been fun because you've been to state 3 years.
Yes, sir. It's been very fun making all the progress that I have and building up from nothing, really.
Yes, absolutely here. But I know coming up here, you'll have good potentially things work out for you in the first round. You'll have possibly the kid from Perry the Compton in the semifinals. And I know he got knocked off last weekend by the Coffeyville kid, but it's an opportunity for you to see a couple of different wrestlers right off the bat.
Yeah, I think as long as I just stay smart and don't get out of good position, I'll be just fine.
All right. But what's been your favorite moments of wrestling in Scott City?
Honestly, the practices. Sometimes we just mess around and have fun. And when we're warming up doing our little drills, Coach Dirks will say the next move before the other guy is gone. And we'll say, no, 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 the other guy. And Coach Dirks will say, yeah, that's what I said.
Well, you guys have had you've had a great season, Gabe, there, and hopefully things work out. I know what, do you guys kind of feel like you're still wrestling a little bit of a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just down to us three, it's a little bit more pressure just because we're supposed to go further. But I think we'll be all right.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a fun Saturday there at Salina. Thanks again, Gabe, and good luck to you, and hopefully we talk some good things there on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.